Let's turn our attention to local matters. Our federal MP, Lisa Chesters, is about to join us to talk about the fact that there appears to be significant job losses on the way at La Trobe University. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo.
So tell us about the proposed job losses. It's certainly concerning.
It is. This is the third round of redundancies that La Trobe has announced since the pandemic has hit the university sector pretty hard. The lack of international students across the La Trobe network has kind of taken a real hit to their revenue, and so they're making staff redundant. Yesterday, the university announced that, sadly, 200 more jobs will go, and these will be forced redundancies. We don't quite have a clear picture of how many jobs from the Bendigo campus have been lost, but to lose 200 jobs across the university is pretty heartbreaking. And yeah. A tough day for those staff and those families, but also too for the future of the university. It kind of calls into question, what's the federal government's plan for our higher education sector? We simply can't keep afford losing all of these jobs.
Yeah. One of the things I found interesting, and I'm a simple man, when I was reading it, they said, oh, but look, most people will be able to reapply for a lot of the jobs. But, I don't quite understand how that works. Like, we're going to make you redundant. But, you can reapply if you want to. What's that all about?
Yeah, there's a little bit of tricky wording going on there with La Trobe, and we've sought clarification. My reading is that they're making 200 people redundant and reallocating that work to 300 other people. So, that work that those people were doing, some of that work won't exist, and then other work's going to be allocated to other people. So it's not quite clear what jobs will exist and whether those jobs will be local. If you're a librarian and they've made your role redundant, then it's hard to transfer your skills from being a librarian to being a lecturer in molecular science.
Yeah.
So they've said that they're abolishing student support roles, which is disappointing because they're the roles that support students, whether they be the librarian, accommodation services. If you kind of hit a bit of a tough time in your first year, there's support officers there.
Yeah.
It's hard to transfer those skills into being a tutor or to being a lecturer. So we're seeking clarification, but what we know is that 200 jobs are gone.
Yes.
And they've been forced redundancies.
Okay. Playing devil's advocate, you mentioned about the federal government and what they're doing with higher education. We can't afford to continue to lose people in that sector, which obviously makes sense. But I guess in fairness, there's been a pandemic. What can they do, in your view, to address a situation like this?
Well, post the pandemic and coming through the pandemic, we need people with skills. We need higher education to be booming and to be at its very best to help in our recovery. We've got to rebuild industry. We've got to make sure we've got people skilled in the roles that are required. We need to supersize what we're doing in health so that we can make these really important vaccines going forward. We can improve our healthcare system. Higher education, our universities are critical to that. And Bendigo La Trobe is well placed because we have the Rural School of Health, and we're training doctors, we're training nurses, we're training health professionals in that space. So in my opinion, the government should be investing more in our universities, not less. Yes, universities can't have international students and unlikely to until 2023. So uncap local domestic student places. Let universities enrol as many students who want to study as possible.
Mm.
Right now, the government has a cap on that. Let universities train more of our local kids who might want a career in healthcare or in education.
Yeah.
And that's going to help our recovery. To me, Robbo, though, that's a really simple policy that just makes sense and good investment by this government in the next generation.
Yeah. Lisa, always good to chat. We'll watch this space carefully. And most importantly, just before you go, how are the kids?
Charlie is 3 months. Can you believe it?
Wow.
He's doing well. We don't know whether we'll all be off to Canberra in August. We're waiting to see what happens with restrictions and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, it might be remote parliament, but otherwise the whole tribe will go to Canberra. So good news is Bendigo gets not one rep, but four reps, all of us there in our red coats.
Terrific stuff. All righty. Hey, listen, take care and we'll talk again soon.
Good to catch up, Robbo.
You too. Lisa Chester's our federal MP joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.